Hey, it's Kyle Meredith, host of the Kyle Meredith With podcast, presented by WFPK at WFPK.org and the Consequence Podcast Network. It's a series that puts the spotlight on iconic musicians and actors, inviting them to drop by and talk about their latest projects, whether it's albums, TV shows, films, or beyond.
I'm going to say something I don't want to say. Here it goes. Without Spinal Tap, there is no Tenacious D.
Whoa. Man.
We get great stories and the biggest scoops from people like Garbage's Shirley Manson, the 1975's Matty Healy, Jack Black and Kyle Gass of Tenacious D, Maya Hawke, Kiefer Sutherland, and everyone in between. New episodes arrive every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, so it's a great way to keep up with your favorite artists and discover some new ones. You can find Kyle Meredith With on the Consequence Podcast Network or wherever you get your podcasts.
Two, set, pop!
This week, Kayla and I waited until Tuesday to record, so we waited an extra day. And boy, am I glad that we waited, especially for today's episode and what we're covering today, because Tay Cook released a V-Live late last night or like early this morning, which was insane to see because it's been forever since they've done a V-Live together. For this V-Live, they ended up crafting carnations for Korean Parents Day. Really cute to watch them. They did so much during this V-Live. I mean, it was really long, and we're so blessed for all the content, but they sang along to UGG, which seeing Taeyong jam out to UGG, I'm like, that's me. That's exactly what I look like when I'm listening to UGG. They ended up singing Never Not by Lauv. Then they ended up, after 3 years, guys, after the V-Live, they released a Selca.
Oh my God.
And they ended the Tay Cook Selca drought that lasted for 3 years. We went 3 years.
I cannot believe that it's been 3 years. Like, when you told me it's been 3 years since the last Tay Cook Selca, and this moment is the one that finally came to be, I could not believe it.
It's really something that I needed for quarantine. I really needed the Tay Cook V-Live. I posted about it. I tweeted about it. I was so excited.
Yeah.
When I woke up this morning, I texted you. I'm like, is this real life? I couldn't believe it.
I could not wait for you to wake up because I had seen it right when I woke up, sent you tweets about it. Mm-hmm. I was just waiting. I was like, this is the best way to wake up for Bethany ever.
Yeah.
And I think we're going to talk a lot today about like these V-Lives and all this content they've been putting out.
Mm-hmm.
But I think this is the longest like V-Live that has happened since they've been doing all of this.
How long was it again?
It was two like parts. Two different V-Lives. Yeah. I think it ended up being like, oh my gosh, like one was like an hour long and one was like 45 minutes long.
Yeah.
Like a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They did a lot. They acknowledged Tay Cook, which is always a blessing. So cute.
Yeah, they said Tay Cook.
I know, because Jungkook's looking at the comments, and I'm sure the comments on V-Live are just filled, Tay Cook here, there, you know, and he's like, Tay Cook, they call us Tay Cook.
He's really so cute.
He's so adorable.
Yeah. So I cannot wait to get more into all of this today.
Mm.
Welcome back, Iconics, and if you're new to the podcast, I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and this is Stanning BTS.
Yes.
Welcome to another wonderful episode where we get to hang out for about an hour and just talk about BTS.
What a wonderful hour it is too. But disclaimer, this is an informative fangirl podcast. That means that we're going to fangirl, laugh, and learn a little bit along the way.
Yep, that's right. This is an explicit podcast though, so if you aren't cool with that, you can dip out now. We won't blame you.
Totally. But if you're down for some, I feel like we're all kind of quarantining with BTS because of all the content they're releasing.
Truly, yes. And it's such a blessing. We're so grateful for it. Or I really thought my eyes were deceiving me when I read BTS's name beneath Barack and Michelle Obama as commencement speakers for the YouTube Dear Class of 2020 original. Couldn't believe it.
Oh my gosh. I'm just astounded. Like, to read Barack Obama, Michelle Obama, BTS.
Astounded is the word, you know? It's such a, I mean, two really influential people. And to see that BTS is right beneath them.
I mean, and you even said something to the effect of, like, for people who think that BTS don't have a cultural influence and importance, you know, look
their, at this. Yeah, their relevance.
Yeah.
A lot of people doubt their relevance and their influence. And I think that this really goes to show how relevant and influential they are.
Yeah, I cannot wait. I don't care. I'm going to watch it. I'm not graduating, but I'm going to watch it because...
Oh, me too.
It's going to be so fun.
Yeah.
So if you are here for that, then you're in the right place. Because today we're talking about all of BTS's quarantine content, is what we're kind of naming it. Basically, any of the YouTube live videos or any of the V lives that they've put out within the last couple weeks, we're going to talk about them today and just talk about what we think about them and just kind of the, I don't know.
We're going to hit on the significance of the YouTube lives and really kind of go into what we hypothesize BTS is up to right now and kind of what's to come during such a hard time when they would normally during this time be on their North American part of the tour. They would be doing that right now.
Yeah, but for sure.
They had to fill their time with something else because of unfortunate circumstances. So yeah, that's really what we're going to get into.
Mm-hmm. But before we get into it, we do want to say thank you, Iconics, for being here and for supporting us. If you would like to support us even further and have access to our Google Docs full of episode notes, important links and pictures, you can do that by donating monthly to our Patreon at patreon.com/standingBTS.
Or if you'd like, you can make a one-time donation at paypal.me/standingBTS podcast. Your support helps us to improve the quality of our content and to continue putting out weekly episodes. Any type of support you Iconics have to offer is super appreciated. Thanks for being here and thanks for listening. Our charity of the month for the month of May, in celebration of Asian Pacific American Heritage Month, we are choosing to donate to the nonprofit organization Visual Communications. So Visual Communications' mission is to develop and support the voices of Asian American and Pacific Islander filmmakers and media artists who empower communities and challenge perspectives. Visual Communications is the first nonprofit organization in the U.S. dedicated to the honest and accurate portrayals of the Asian Pacific American peoples, communities, and heritage through the media arts. VC was created with the understanding that media and the arts are important vehicles to organize and empower communities, build connections between peoples and generations through the development of AAPI film, video, and media. The organization has created award-winning productions, nurtured and given voice to their youth and seniors, promoted new artist talent, presented new cinema, and preserved visual history. So when I was kind of reading about Asian Pacific American Heritage Month, I really was interested in knowing what can be done to preserve their culture and their history, because a lot of that is lost with time. And I really felt that the Visual Communications mission was good about really actively wanting to preserve that while also providing lots of opportunity for these people.
Yeah.
So you guys really should consider donating along with us through our Patreon or by checking out the links in the description if you want to donate on your own. Also, check out the links for just more on the VC Media and what their mission is. I ended up putting the links for Asian Pacific Heritage Month for just like the government page that's out there. There's tons of exhibits and collections online since obviously things are going on with COVID-19. Can't really go out and go to museums and really experience and learn more about their culture and their heritage and everything. So definitely check out the exhibits and collections. There's tons, like so much. I was amazed and blown away by it. So all of that will be in the description.
Yeah, guys, go check it out. donate along with us. This is a super, super cool organization that, I mean, it just, how awesome to not only promote creators of this background, to give them a voice and to allow them to have a platform, or, you know, to enable them to have a platform while also preserving culture and history at the same time. Very, very, very cool.
Yeah.
Okay, so for this episode, we're first going to talk about BTS's YouTube lives and kind of the significance of them. And then we're going to dive into some of the V lives that they have put out recently. So firstly, we're gonna kind of talk in chronological order, mostly. So the first one to really talk about is Namjoon's YouTube live. And we even talked about this like last week, a couple weeks ago, when he went live on YouTube and crashed it, you know? Mm-hmm. So during his live, he introduces this time of creating new live content for fans. Like, BTS want to do something in this quarantine. And because, like you said earlier, their tours, you know, postponed, but you know, they're not doing what they were supposed to be doing right now.
Yeah. And I'm sure you and I both kind of talked about this, that they had some sort of formal meeting. It seems like they had some sort of formal meeting of how they're going to utilize this time. And I think that these creative V lives and YouTube lives that they're doing is promoting a lot of just things that you can do during quarantine and just hanging out with ARMY and being with ARMY. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely. So it's, I think they're kind of showing a variety of different things that you can do, you know, different things that we can do with them, as well as things that they are working on. He kind of teases in Namjoon's V-Live, he teases the idea that they've started to work on a new album. He doesn't like confirm it or say that it's, that they're already working on it, but he said they decided to start doing that.
Or anything like that.
Right. Mm-hmm. No info. But, you know, that's there. So that's obviously exciting. I feel like you and I kind of hoped and wondered if they would start working on a new album, if they might, you know, if they'll come out with one before they start touring again, what that means for the tour and the set list and all of those things.
Yeah, it's interesting to, it's fun to think about a little bit, because obviously they have a set list made for this tour that was to take place, but now that it's being postponed, and the potential of a new album being released potentially before they are able to go on tour makes the set list or the idea of what the Map of the Soul tour could potentially be and what to expect.
Yeah, for sure. During his V-Live also, he plays a song that he has been working on, and it's not really known if it'll be in an upcoming album. He says that he doesn't think it will be, but he did want to purposefully show himself working on music. So he's kind of putting himself in the role, if we're thinking about conceptually for an album, of creating music.
Yeah. And what's interesting about this and why we bring it up is because as we go through specifically the YouTube lives that have been done, it seems that they all are showing us something they're working on. Whether or not that pertains to the album, but there's been this common theme within these YouTube videos of like them presenting to us what they're working on or what they're doing. And we'll get more into it, especially when we get to Yoongi's live. But for now, we're going to go ahead and get into Jimin's live that he did on YouTube. And so for Jimin, he starts off kind of talking about how Yoongi has been encouraging him to participate more in creating their next album. So he kind of reaffirms that they're working on an album. He's sitting at a desk. He's typing away. A lot of people were commenting on the ASMR typing sounds that he was doing. But he basically told ARMY that he is in charge of organizing members' thoughts and ideas and sending them off to the company. So it sounds like they all sat down. It sounds kind of like Jimin was sitting during that meeting, taking a lot of diligent notes, and now he's going in and organizing a lot of the members' thoughts. It was interesting because as he went in, he said that Taeyong was commenting on some of the stuff. So I'm like, were they on a Google Doc? Were they doing what we do with like research? Cute, Jimin.
Oh my gosh, amazing.
But it sounds like that they have a lot of ideas, and his job for the album right now, he makes it sound like it's insignificant, but it sounds like he's really contributing a lot with trying to make sure that all the members, and this is such a Jimin thing, that all the members' thoughts and ideas are being documented and being taken into consideration for whatever is to come.
Yeah, not even just that everybody's thoughts and desires are taken into consideration, but it seems like he's like almost the middleman between all of BTS and the company, making sure that BTS get what they want from the company for this album and they get to do what they want to do. And, you know, that all of their opinions are lined up and ready to go so that they can go to Big Hit, exactly, this is what we want to do, you know? I think it's very cool. What interested me was all of the different things that he said he was, like, that they were deciding about, like, the content of the album, the style of the album, like, the two core things, right? What's on it? What does it sound like, right? The number of songs, like how it's broken up between members. Yeah. All of these things are things that they discussed and they're compiling what they want and sending it off to the company. Mm-hmm. I think it's very cool.
Yeah. And I do, since we're kind of touching on it here, I do feel like these YouTube lives are them trying to document what it is like to work in present time, like presently live, showing us them working on the album. So we've gotten to see Namjoon work on the production of a song that may or may not be on the album, but this is part of the process. Jimin going in and organizing thoughts and ideas for concepts and themes and, you know, what the album's going to be about and represent, and that this is being documented live for
ARMY. I think it's so cool because we have not gotten this perspective before. And I think you and I have always wondered to each other about this type of thing. Like, really, what is it like behind closed doors? Whenever we do an album review episode and we see the names that are listed underneath like lyrics and production or whatever, we're wondering at what capacity, you know, they were truly working on everything, and what capacity the other members who aren't listed, like what they're doing, you know, during all of this time. And I just think it's so cool.
Yeah, it really is. And for our album reviews, we wait. We typically wait until Namjoon has presented his RMs behind, because we want to know what goes on behind the album and what, you know, what they're all doing and how they're contributing and what they were thinking when the song came out. So I really feel like these YouTube lives are showing us in live time them working on the album, which is something we've never gotten before from all of them.
It's exciting that it confirms how much BTS are involved on creating their own albums, because that's like a big stereotype about K-pop, is like they don't write their own music or they don't, you know, do their own stuff. But like, really, to see, like, they're really going to document how hands-on they're being throughout this whole process. And to kind of go back to Namjoon's for a second, he said, you know, I don't know how much, you know, some of it's kind of boring. Some of it is not all that beautiful. Some of it we might not want to show you, or you maybe don't want to see, you know? So I don't know. We're getting little snippets already. Like, I think I'm interested to see like how much more they show us throughout this time.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. So the next live is Yoongi's live. And oh my God. Okay. First, before I even talk about anything related to the upcoming album, his live, he's painting, okay?
Yeah.
This is, first of all, I really love his choice of paint color. I found that blue to be not only beautiful, but like incredibly soothing to watch.
Oh, yeah.
The whole live is just super relaxing, super enjoying. Like, I enjoyed it so much watching, and it was almost meditative. I just sat down, I closed my laptop, I put my phone to the side, I just sat there and watched this man, you know, paint a massive canvas blue and like cough
such
a couple times.
Massive canvas. And I think he comments on that he was maybe being a bit ambitious. This was his first painting. He chose this massive canvas.
No, I just love that, like, this is what he chose to do also. Like, it was kind of like a creative alternative, and he just decided to do painting. And I love that he even says that he likes it by the end of the V Live, how much he enjoys it, and that maybe he'll, you know, start doing this semi often. And I'm glad that he enjoyed it, and I hope that he shares more of that with us. But the point of talking about his V Live also is that he officially like confirms album work has begun. We've officially started working on the album.
exciting to hear this from Yoongi. It's been, I mean, we had heard it from Jimin and also from Namjoon, and now to hear it from Yoongi really solidifies that. He also says that a video teaser is going to be released soon, but I now looking back on it, I think he's probably referring, he might be referring to the IU 8 song.
Yeah.
Because there was a teaser recently put out for that. So I'm like, ooh, maybe he was referring to that.
Mm-hmm, probably.
But when he said that in the, during while I was watching it, I'm like, oh my God, there's a teaser? What?
How could you already have a teaser? You just started working on the album.
Yeah. No, I think he was referring to IU's 8. But again, very exciting to hear all of this from Yoongi. And that was such a wonderful YouTube live for him to do. I love how shameless and proud he was to do this painting, even though he has minimal experience. He said that he learned a bit from his mom and kind of went with it. So it was beautiful and very, like you said, meditative. It was relaxing to watch.
For sure. So something else that happens during his live is that he kind of confirms that they've decided who's going to manage each area of this album creation process, like visuals. Oh my God. What if like Taeyong or Jin are like involved in visuals? Oh,
oh
my God.
Oh no.
Would not be surprised, but like visuals, music, choreography. But anyways, so he explained that all of this is, you know, that the members have broken up all of the different jobs. So that's pretty exciting. And we do have theories on who is doing what, you know, of course we do. So when he said this, we've obviously taken it a little bit further and tried to figure out through the other YouTube lives and V lives that we've seen, like who's doing what. So Namjoon, music manager, because he's like the music person, he presented himself making music. Yoongi, visual manager, because he's painting. Hoseok, choreographer, because he, like, we're gonna talk about it in a second,
we'll
but he does
it,
that whole, oh my God.
Guys.
And Jimin as the production manager. We're really waiting for Seokjin, Taeyong, and Jungkook to like know what they're all doing, but you know, that's what we've got so far.
I have good confidence that we'll get a YouTube live from Seokjin, Taeyong, and Jungkook. But we'll see. You know, I don't feel like we're being total clowns and thinking these things.
I don't think so either. And I think we'll have to update on the podcast when they do a YouTube live also, because these have been, I mean, we're going way in depth on it right now because it's an episode about them. But like these lives are real quick, little 10 minutes. And I think it's, they're so interesting that we just have to keep up with them.
Yeah. We might have to do a quarantine content part two or something like that.
Yeah.
For sure. All of that is really exciting. We've seen that going around on Twitter, all these kind of theories about who might be doing what and playing what role. And to see that, I think it really stemmed from Yoongi saying that they decided, that they like had sat down and decided who's going to be doing what and working on what for this upcoming album. Very neat to hear that coming from Yoongi, and just really, we feel like we're being active in the album making process when we really aren't doing anything, but it feels like we're a part of it.
But we're like flies on the wall. Like, I mean, how many times have you said to me, like, oh my gosh, I wish I could be a fly on the wall in that room where they made this song? Like, you know, I mean, incredible.
It's a great idea. And I think it's something that they are wanting to do, and I think it's intentional, this everything that's going on right now.
Very neat. It's a very BTS thing to do.
So lastly is Hoseok's live on YouTube. And so for Hoseok, he was in their dance studio, he was playing various music, we got to see him warm up. I really admired seeing his stretching routine, because I'm like, man, I really need to stretch more.
Yes.
And stretching feels so good on your body. It feels so good to stretch. So I've been trying to stretch more. I don't know if I told you this. I've been running more.
Really?
But before I run, I just like quickly YouTube like a stretching routine. So I'm hoping, I haven't done it, tomorrow I want to put on J-Hope's YouTube live and try to like follow his stretching. If I can.
Oh my gosh. That's so fun.
Yeah, I really
that's
do
so
that.
Fun.
But
that's
he has
so cool.
a very intricate stretching routine, and I really admire him for taking the time and seeing the importance of it. I'm sure they all do. But what is significant about this live is He doesn't really say much. This is kind of how Yoongi's life was, and maybe even Jimin and Namjoon. They're not really saying much. They're working. Mm-hmm. And it looks like Hoseok is working out choreography. There's no definite choreography, but it's not like a hope on the street, freestyle, I'm trying to show my skill type of thing. Mm-hmm. Even though he is presenting his skill to us just by what he's doing. But it looks like he's creating new choreo. He's playing with little moves. He's doing it over and over. Looks like he's looking at himself in the mirror, kind of brainstorming. So it kind of looks like he's working and creating choreography.
Yeah, it was interesting when I was watching it because at first, you know, he's just kind of vibing to the music. He's getting in the groove. He did his stretching at first, you know, and it just kind of seemed like I was wondering, is he just kind of doing a little workout right now, you know, in the studio, just kind of getting loose and relaxing? And sometimes he really was using the music to like just get loose and to, you know, get out of his head a little bit. But then, yeah, he would like hit a move and then go back and like change it or tweak it or like do different things. And it really does seem like he's like brainstorming and kind
he'd
of
do it over and
out.
Over.
Yeah. What he wants to do.
Mm-hmm. Very art, such an artist thing to do. Like I remember hearing growing up, my sister play a certain piece on the piano, which my sister composes music. So just hearing her play a piece over and over, I'm like, oh, that's kind of what he's doing, only with dance. He's just doing it over and over. I have no dance experience at all, so I really don't know how creating choreography, how it works and goes about, but that's what I gathered from it. It's kind of what it looked like. All I have to say after all of that, just in general about the video and watching him, when he comes over to the camera and gets close, he is breathing so hard, which means clearly he's working his ass off. Like they're all very conditioned and fit. But to see him doing this choreography, it's so fluid and smooth that when he comes over, I'm almost a little shocked. This is so terrible of me. I'm almost a little shocked at how heavily he's like breathing, especially at the beginning. But I'm like, man, no, he's just that good. He really makes it look that easy and smooth and effortless. So seeing him come over and panting, I'm like, wow, I have so much admiration for him.
Mm-hmm. I know for sure. But aren't the times when he comes over towards the camera and does like a little dance move just right in front of the camera? Like I live for those moments. Those were incredible.
Magic mics it at one point.
I know. Oh my fucking God. Like he almost full on and then stopped himself.
He smiles. He stops himself. He fucking knows what he was about to do.
If that shit is in the next album's choreography, like, I'm going to lose it.
He teased it. He teased it. And he knows. He knows what he did.
So just overall, what we've gathered from these various YouTube lives is that BTS are working on their next album. All of them are involved at some capacity. They all have like a leading role in a different aspect of the album on what they're doing and what they're working on. They've all started working on it. We have no idea when it's going to be released, obviously, but I don't think they know either. You know, they're in the early stages, but we just feel like it's really cool that they're showing us this kind of content and that we get to really get a true behind the scenes look at the album creation process.
Yeah. And not only behind the scenes, but we feel included, which is, I don't think anything that's been done before where these
because
fans
we're watching
are,
it live.
Yeah. Where fans are included in the process of making an album.
Incredible.
Neat. Very
only
neat.
Only BTS. Only very BTS. Neat.
Okay.
All right. So now we're going to talk about some V lives.
Yeah. We're going to get into the V lives that have been put out as of today when we're recording this. Cinco de Mayo is when we're recording this. So we're going to start out with Itjin. We think we're going to try to go in chronological order. It's a little mix and matched, but Itjin is really kind of when the quarantine content started to come out. And when you and I both saw that Itjin happened, we're like, whoa, what? It's been forever since an Itjin has been done. And I think he intentionally decided to do an Itjin specifically for this kind of quarantine content is what we're calling it that they're putting out.
Yeah.
So for his Itjin, he's eating beef, brisket, and tripe, along with other little mixtures of things and rice and all that. We're just going to touch on a little things that happened throughout. He comments on someone's comment on the VLive about if he had cut his own bangs with kitchen scissors. And he says, no, I had a professional hairdresser do this. And he's like, you can take this one of two ways, that either the hairdresser is poor and it looks like they cut his hair with kitchen scissors, or his, which is the option he decides to go with, is that his hair cutting mm-hmm. skills is of the level of someone like a professional hairdresser.
Who's a professional. Yes.
Really funny. He also talks about how his jaw muscles are strong and he starts flexing his jaw muscles at the camera. And it amazes me that he can do that. I don't think I can do that. But he says that the food that he eats it's like strengthens his jaw muscles. I guess he eats really chewy meat or something.
Yeah. I can just say that he mentioned that he was eating really slowly. Like by the end of his VLive, he was like, wow, this took me 30 mm-hmm. minutes to eat. I've been, eating in like 5 or 10 minutes. And he said that he was slowing down to like have more aesthetic bites. Like, so it looks good when he eats. And man, if I'm going to watch anyone eat for 27 minutes, like, it's going to mm-hmm. be Kim Seokjin because, oh my gosh, his lips the whole time.
His lips.
Oh my God.
You were really wrecked by his lips. I mean, I was too.
Who wasn't?
But yeah.
Juicy and glossy and just like plump and amazing. Mm-hmm.
It was a blessing to watch him eat mm-hmm. for that length of period. Mm-hmm. Towards the end of his VLive, as he's finishing up his meal, he ends up burping or hiccuping. Mm-hmm. He claims he hiccups. It's questionable, but he gets kind of embarrassed by it. And it's just really cute to see him hanging out with Army, being relaxed, just eating a meal, updating us on his life. Yeah, that kind of stuff. Reading our comments, answering our questions. It was a fun time.
It was nice.
And we love Eat-Jin. I know that I feel like he's kind of past his Eat-Jin years, but he brought it back because he knows how much Army loves it. And so he did for this quarantine content.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Perfect quarantine content. The next one that we think happened was the Today's Guest Is, which was Minnie Moni making Dalgona coffee. And what is Dalgona coffee, you ask, before we even talk about this VLive?
What is it?
Okay, because I have to over explain everything. But okay.
You're a teacher.
Yeah,
it's acceptable.
It's like in my DNA. So there's this candy in Korea. And it's called Dalgona candy, and it's a classic Korean candy. There's other names for it. This is like the most recent, like modern name for it, but it's been around for a really long time. Basically, there's like a little tiny pan, like 2 inches in diameter, that they put over a small flame, and then you put sugar in there and you mix it with chopsticks until it all melts and that turns to caramel. And then they put in like baking soda, which makes it kind of honeycomb up. If you've ever made like caramel or like peanut brittle, you can do that and you make it like really bubbly and airy. So they put some of that in there, which lightens the color of it and makes it this like warm, like brown color. And then they pour the candy out onto like a greased wax paper and use like a little stamp, like a heart or a star or something, and press it into it and press on top of it. And I think when you eat it, you're supposed to kind of eat around the shape, like save the pressed shape part for last and then eat that. They put it like on a stick for you. So that's Dalgona candy. And I don't know how I even know. Like, I randomly know about this candy because I saw it in like Facebook videos like years ago. And I just remembered. Okay, I saw, not years. Okay, maybe like last year was the first time I saw like a Facebook video like this, but I've seen it a couple times since then. Mm-hmm. But in their VLive, Jimin is like, so we're making Dalgona coffee, and Namjoon is like, you mean like the candy? Like, does it have anything to do with the candy? Mm-hmm. No. Okay. The only thing that it has to do with each other is the color of it.
Yeah.
The color, they say it's like the color of Dalgona. So they're saying like this coffee, this whipped coffee is the color of this candy when they pour it out. And it really is like exactly the same. So if you were wondering at all what it is or where it came from, why it is, that's why. Dalgona coffee being instant coffee and sugar and water whipped with a whisk or something until it's fluffy. And then you float it on some milk to make like a little latte thing.
I wish you were watching live and understood Korean, because Jimin in Namjoon, especially Jimin, he was up close to the camera reading the comments like, let me know. Like, he was like, Army, what how, is this right? Are we doing this right? Is it like, you know, he just really wanted to know. And didn't you make it?
Okay. So I think the reason why they made this also is because this is like a viral TikTok coffee, and I caved and got TikTok like, I don't know, January, February sometime, just because of my students. Like, they all have it, so I have to stay on top of what the children are doing these days. The times. If I want to have any sort of clout with my students. Yeah. But yeah. So I downloaded it, and like all these people on TikTok are making this whipped coffee. And I was like, okay, well, I have some instant coffee. So I made it like a month ago, and I kind of made it wrong the first time. I had the right amount of like instant coffee and water, so it whipped up, but I barely put any sugar in it because I was like, that's a lot of sugar. Like, you put a tablespoon of coffee and a tablespoon of sugar and a tablespoon of water. So I was just like, that's a lot. Mm-hmm. But it was really nasty the first time I made it because there was like no sugar.
You were lacking sugar. Yeah.
I mean, but also just instant coffee is not great, you know? So it was just bad instant coffee flavor. But I actually made it again yesterday.
Really?
In preparation for this, I made it correctly and it was really good. Wow. It was pretty good. Yeah.
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 I think it's dependent on the type of instant coffee you get.
I think so. I did get a really better nice one this time.
Instant coffee. Yeah.
You can, for sure. So during this this V Live, it's super cute. Namjoon is late. He's like 10 minutes late. He didn't even know that it was a V Live for the first like couple minutes that he was there. Mm-hmm. He was like, oh, this is live?
This
like,
is what? Live? Jimin, such a Namjoon thing.
Jimin just stared at him like, are you serious right now? But I think it was because like Jimin was so planned out, so organized, so collected and calm.
Organized. He had everything planned out. He had cute bowls. He had all the materials they needed. He brought a whiteboard, which for me, I don't know why, the most significant thing besides Minimani for this V Live is this whiteboard that they have behind them. And there's Jimin looking like a teacher, Kayla, putting up, you know, the ingredients and what they're making. And I thought, well, he was so planned out for this. Like, he really wanted to present something to Army that would be entertaining and maybe even a little educational, or something that Army could do along with them.
Yeah.
So cute. So sweet. Also, I have to mention that Jimin has black hair. He does comment on his hair in this video and that he decided to dye it, but like, black hair, Jimin. Mm-hmm. And it's a little incredible. Lengthy. Looks good.
I love it. It's a little shaggy right now. Mm-hmm. I'm in love. One of my favorite moments, because obviously I'm here for Minimoni and Minimoni only. okay, don't take that too seriously. But so while mixing the coffee, which they both were kind of, Namjoon was a little bit ridiculous when he was mixing his, but he did it pretty well.
And fast.
Jimin took forever. But when they were mixing it, Jimin mentioned that he went to Paris, and Namjoon kind of did like a play on words and said Paris Simon, like putting Paris and Jimin next to each other. Mm-hmm. And but in Korean, like Perry, I don't know how it's pronounced, or Pari, means fly. So Namjoon like imitated a fly flying around and was like buzzing around and saying Paris Simon again towards Jimin. And Jimin, he gets like a little sassy. And I think he's about to like pull out a Korean heart or something because Namjoon's being kind of cute. But he like pulls his hand out and just says yellow card.
Yeah.
And this moment was so cute and iconic to me because it was like he's a referee and Namjoon is pushing it. And he's like this is like one more and you're out, you know. And it was so cute.
You already showed up 15 minutes late to this live that I'm so prepared for, and here you are making me sound like a fly, like yellow card.
Yellow card.
Yeah.
Adorable.
Adorable.
Yeah. Another super adorable moment is that at the end, after they both had prepared their coffee, which they were mildly successful at doing, they played their song Coffee.
Oh, I know.
While drinking it. Yeah. It was so cute.
So cute. And I really think that Jimin went to the extent of planning that he had figured out what songs he wanted to play for this particular live. But Namjoon, on a whim, was like, started singing Coffee, the BTS song Coffee, and even encouraged ARMYs to listen to it and go back and listen to it. And Jimin ended up playing it and they sang along to it. And it was really sweet, really sweet.
It was so cute.
To see them drinking this coffee they made together while listening to Coffee, which was on their ORU Late 2 album way back in like 2014 or something like
that. Oh my gosh. Don't need to tell me twice to go back and listen to it again.
No, it's great.
All-time fave. Yeah. So that mini Moni V Live was incredible. I loved it so much.
Okay, so next we're going to talk about Tay Tay FM 6.13, which is like June of 2013, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
This is a series that he's been doing recently, but he went and did it for kind of this quarantine content that's coming out. He had a part one and a part two. I think he got cut off. He got cut off when he was explaining the dumpling incident, which I'm like, what a time for him to be cut off. I have to start off with saying that he looks incredible. Of course, it's Taeyang, but he's in that like room that a lot of them end up doing this their lives in. It's got like a piano in it, a desk, a door. You know, it's got nice lighting. But I just have to say that Taeyang is totally flirting with ARMY. Oh my gosh. I mean, we've got this beautiful side profile that he has going on. Like, he's not looking right at the camera. He's sitting to the side while talking into a microphone. Like, he's actually doing a radio show. So sexy to me, especially since we're podcasters. I want to talk in a mic right in front of you. Like, let's talk into mics.
Let's talk.
From across the room.
Yeah.
But during the side profile, we see him flip his hair. He looks over his shoulder and smirks at the camera. He lightly brushes his hair from his face and his eyes. And it kills you. It kills you.
No.
He's in this gorgeous outfit, this sweater he's wearing, the pants he's wearing. He gets up at one point to go turn off. Mind you, he doesn't turn off the lights. He dims the lights, or he like turns one of the two lights off in the room. Like, he even does some mood lighting. But when he goes up to do this, his like kind of olivish green pants that he's wearing is just snatching his waist. And ooh, he looks so gorgeous and beautiful and organic. That's a weird word.
The whole outfit, the whole outfit is incredible. Mm-hmm. Like, I will never forget when he gets up to switch those lights. Like, his whole body, everything that's going on. Yeah. Like, his waist is insane. The fact that he's, like, wearing a bulky sweater and his waist is still like that.
He's just not real.
And he really is flirting with the camera the whole time. Yeah. Like, I remember feeling so seduced watching this live.
You sent me so many screenshots of this V-Live. We were both watching it together. I mean, obviously, we weren't together, but, like, we were watching it simultaneously, and you were sending
without subtitles right when he's doing it, and we were,
entertained.
I was so wrecked. Oh, yeah.
No subtitles and fully entertained. But you kept sending me these screenshots. I'm like, I'm watching, but I'm getting wrecked while watching it live and by all these screenshots that you're sending me that I had just watched seconds before. It was
moments that needed to be, stilled in time, you know.
It's just
as a screenshot.
It's so funny to me that like he goes in and he's clearly, I would say clearly flirting with ARMY,
He has to know how good he looks.
He has to know that he's doing this. Like, he has to know. Right. That these mannerisms aren't normal, everyday mannerisms. This is, like, flirtatious. And then, like, on Weavers, you've got these armies who are like, marry me, let's get married. And he's like, no. Like, you kill us. You kill us, Taeyang. Ugh. It's just funny to me how he's like this. Anyways, he ends up explaining the dumpling incident, which is kind of significant because it was brought up in the friend song for the Map of the Soul 7. He says back when he was filming Harang that when he was doing this really busy schedule, when he got with BTS for their rehearsal, whatever they were doing, he had ordered these dumplings. Specifically large dumplings. I guess there's a certain type of dumpling that is like a large dumpling. And he was really looking forward to eating it. And when he got there, Jimin ended up saying that he wanted them to wait until after practice to eat these dumplings. But he said he ate one dumpling and that he couldn't stop himself and that it was so good and that he had to keep eating the dumplings. Mm-hmm. And it was such a ridiculous fight. He said that they didn't talk for 2 days over this dumpling incident. Oh, my God. Yoongi, I think, in one of his recent like radio shows that he ended up doing, he said that, is this something that really is worth fighting about? Like, this is ridiculous. Mm-hmm. And it kind of is, but it's one of those things that's like coupley stupid shit that you get in fights mm-hmm. about. And I think V-men are just like so close that this is something that they do fight about. I also kind of thought it was significant and cute that Army asked Taeyang if him and Jungkook fight, and he said that they don't fight and that they get in trouble together, which is cute.
So cute.
He also goes on to play piano, and when he's playing piano, I remember watching live and thinking, how long is it going to take him before he plays chopsticks? And then he did play chopsticks. It's so cute to just see him play piano, and he's actually pretty talented, much better than I could play piano. Mm-hmm. And after he does like little snippets of songs, he looks over his shoulder and, you know, cricks his brows and wiggles his eyebrows. It's so cute and playful and fun. It's very Taeyang. It was the perfect V-Live for it. For a solo Taeyang live. Mm-hmm. But towards the end, what is really special is he played a snippet of his new song that he's working on. And he's been hinting at the song for a while. And I am blown away by just the snippet because it's different. Like, a lot of his songs are slow, very meaningful, passionate songs. But this one has a little bit of different instrumentation in it that seems to be, I don't know if upbeat is the right word, but a little bit faster tempo than what we've heard from his other songs. So I'm excited for it.
Yeah, for sure. I'm really excited to hear it too. You Taeyang stans have been consistently fed so well with him releasing songs, you know, music. Like he's been really incredible. Like, he's done a lot in this past like year, even, you know. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Blessed.
Exciting. Taetae FM, just incredible. Just enjoying what he has to say and him flirting with the camera for forever.
I know.
Yeah.
Forever.
Okay.
Quote on unknowingly and comes for you if you want to marry him after seeing it.
Yeah. Seriously. The next V-Live is a Namsok V-Live, and they said we're not late today, as in they had a scheduled time that they were supposed to get on. At least Namjoon wasn't late today.
Namjoon, I think, was in charge of naming that.
So in this V-Live, Namjoon and Hoseok, they make army bombs. They customize army bombs together. It's super fun, super cute. They have a ton of different decorations. They have like stickers and flowers and glitter paper and hot glue guns and like a ton of different stuff. They keep talking about how hard it is to customize. And I think about the daunting task of like customizing my own army bomb because I have one. I really, I I mean, I don't know if this is like sacrilege, but I don't want to buy another one. You know, I have this one. It works perfectly fine. Like,
sacrilege.
It'll still connect to Bluetooth when I take it to like the concert, even if they have like the next versions out. Like, so when I decorate mine, I don't want to mess it up, you know? And there's a lot of really talented armies out there who have done like incredible army bomb decorations. So I just love that this is the activity they chose to do, is to decorate some army bombs together, because it's something that's totally army.
It is totally army to customize your own army bomb. And I have not customized mine out of fear of destroying it or totally ruining it.
Yeah.
So watching Namjoon decorate his army bomb in just paint so freely and carelessly onto the globe part of the army bomb, I'm like, ooh, like, like I would be so nervous to put a paintbrush to it. Mm-hmm. But, you know, for them, it's not a big deal. But to see Namjoon just be like globbing paint so cavalier onto this army bomb.
Yeah, just squishing like half of a hot glue gun stick on top of it and like putting a flower right there, you know. Mm-hmm. But he does a great job. They do a great job. Hoseok is like really focused the whole time. Mm-hmm. Like Namjoon is a little bit chaotic over there, but like Hobi is focused and working focused diligently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very, very Hoseok to be doing. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know that in the comments, J-Hope was trying to read a lot of the comments, and a lot of them were army expressing their concern about Namjoon like spilling paint or getting burned by this hot glue gun. I specifically remember coming across this tweet where it's like, Namjoon is old enough to, you know, he can handle himself, but also me watching this V-Live biting my nails with him handling this hot glue gun and this paint. Yeah, it's really funny. Something that is so endearing to me is that one of the comments that makes them both laugh hysterically is an army commented saying, "You were as talented as my 8-year-old daughter," and they both, I mean, Hobi especially, cracks up. Like, he understands that their crafting and customizing ability is not to par with a lot of other armies. So it's kind of funny to them to hear this and just to see their creations at the end. Obviously, they're beautiful in their own way, but they're, no offense, like they're like a little off the wall, crazy.
Yeah, no.
But you know, their own. It's their own. And then
we
at the
just say none of us are doing that to our army bombs.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
And
then at the very end, what's kind of special is Jungkook was next door boxing, and he happens to join the V-Live a little bit there at the end. He kind of comes in and smushes their heads together, and it's
so
cute.
Everything we ever needed.
Yeah, this little boxing outfit. But yeah, the Namsok. We needed the Namsok V-Live. That was a special duo that we loved that ship series episode on Namsok.
Yeah.
And so to get a V-Live of them.
Yeah, I still think about that ship series episode and just how much we really fell in love with their friendship and how much we now understand, like, how much they mean to each other mutually. Mm-hmm. And I feel like we have so much depth and understanding about the history of their relationship and how, like, their roles and blah, 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 blah. Go listen to the episode, but, you know.
Go listen to our Namsok ship series episode for sure.
Yes. Any, just any V Live, any moment with them together, I think is incredible. So I love that we got this whole like 45 minutes of pure Namsok content, because I just think that they are two of the best of friends.
They are. Definitely. Underrated ship.
Yes.
So next we're going to talk about Yoongi's V Lives that he's been doing, which has been like voice audio only V Lives, which is different. We've never seen this before. He's calling them DJ Suga's Honey FM, you know, 6.13, which is kind of along the lines of what Taeyong is doing.
Oh my God, it's like their radio station, you know?
It is their radio station. And I love, I mean, being podcasters, it's really nice to see them taking this other, totally different, underrated artistic approach of radio shows and podcasting where it's audio only. It's very relaxing and soothing, and I hope you all find this. I know we fangirl a lot, but I hope it's, you know, provides that same kind of comforting stimulation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because it is very comforting and relaxing mm-hmm. to just even listen to this almost podcast that Yoongi put out.
Yeah. So his radio DJ name is, we are kind of lost a little bit in the Korean translation. Kayla, you're mm-hmm. a little, you have a better understanding of it, but we think it's like DJ Sugar Honey, mm-hmm. or something along those lines.
Yeah, so like one of his broadcasts was named DJ Sugar Honey, and the other one was Shup D's Cool, and it was like KKUL. So mm-hmm. This is just me trying to make connections between languages and how I think it's being used in one situation and the other, like one time, one translation, whatever. So I think that the words lined up that Shup D, or the context that they used it, would be DJ is how it's being used. And then like maybe cool means honey, just based on context clues, but don't really know. Mm-hmm. If you guys do know, let us know.
Yeah, let us know. Yeah. But honey, smooth, like, mm-hmm. you know, smooth voice.
His honey voice, which he even mentions in here that he knows that he has a honey voice, which of course we all just swooned at. We're like, yes, we know.
So for his radio show that he did, where we see the English translation of DJ Suga's Honey FM, this one he answers ARMY's questions. Really sweet to just kind of see his response to a lot of these questions. He's really thorough with his answers, mm-hmm. and he answers a lot of questions, which is just really endearing to hear his response to a lot of these questions that we all have. He goes into a lot of how he's reading psychology. He's reading a lot of Freud and all the, you know, these different concepts, which mm-hmm. I totally thought was a Namjoon thing, but maybe it was Yoongi who really contributed to the map of the soul concept and just those types of theories that go on with it.
That driving desire to go towards that area. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I almost feel bad for thinking it was Namjoon. But he ends up going on to say that he wants to become a certified psychologist.
Wow.
And that he wants to really speak to people who have been through a lot of things that he's been through, people who have been through things that he hasn't been through, but to bring like that perspective and to help people kind of go through that and to get to the other end of it. I think that's just so incredible.
Is that just seems so like what they already do, you know, like with their music, like when you're saying all of that, it's like, I can totally see that that's like a big desire and goal for him in his life and how he would mm-hmm. want to continue almost his work outside of BTS or beyond BTS to become
beyond
a psychologist.
Music.
Yeah. Beyond music to mm-hmm. keep doing the thing that he's doing, you know, mm-hmm. already just in a different way.
Instead of delivering his words through lyrics, but delivering them through like counseling sessions or something mm-hmm. like that. Yeah. Wow. Cool. So cool. But one of the big takeaways for me, and maybe this is just my love for soap, but one of the questions that ARMY asks is like, who in BTS is most scary when they're angry? And Yoongi thinks on it a little bit and he says, I guess a member who gets angry who never gets angry. So I guess J-Hope.
Yeah.
And he mentions J-Hope in his answers quite a few times. And it makes me think about that run episode where the recent run episode where Namjoon says that Yoongi really loves J-Hope. And we're like, we know.
Yeah.
We know.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I mean, he's just on his mind. He just comes mm-hmm. up so often. Yeah. I really enjoyed that one, and as well as the other broadcast that he did. And this one even had Namjoon sitting in on it as a special guest, which was very cool. Something that we haven't really mentioned in regards to this quarantine content is just all of the different groups, all the different groupings of BTS that we are getting to see. Like any kind of pairing or ship that you could think of, like it seems like we're going to see all of them interact with each other at mm-hmm. some point in some capacity.
Point.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which is super cool. So Namjoon is sitting on this one and they read aloud the Korean folk tale, The Hare's Liver. They also, which is cool, just hearing them read this. Mm-hmm. And then Yoongi also takes time to address Augusti 2, and he said it was supposed to be out in September of last year, but like after listening to it, he realized it was not everything that he wanted, and he decided to rework a bunch of stuff. But he said also don't expect it soon. So, you know, so we're going to be patient and we're going to wait. Yeah. But one of the most tragic, but also just beautifully sad moments in this broadcast.
Heart-shattering.
Heartbreaking is when Namjoon, he says that he misses us so much, and he even cries. He starts to bawl, was his exact word, that he bawls when he hears Spring Day.
No.
Like, he cannot even hear it. Like the first word of the song. You can't listen to
it. It's like me with 0 o'clock. Can't do it.
But I mean, Spring Day, when he said that song's been on my mind, like going through my head. So it was crazy to me that he mentioned that song, because for the past like week or so, just on and off, that song will randomly go through my head, and I'll think about how fitting it is for this quarantine time right now, because it's really thinking about that song, getting through the winter, getting through all these struggles and challenges to that spring day when the ice melts and the flowers bloom again, you know, and it's all very symbolic.
Yeah. It is symbolic, and it's a little backwards that it is actually springtime right now.
I know. I was like, how fitting. Yeah. But I think how fitting and how special that he brought up that song too, because I just think that I think a lot of us can connect with the feelings of that song Spring Day right now.
Yeah.
Something else that stuck out to me about this broadcast was that Namjoon was commenting on, you know, kind of what they're all doing to stay busy right now. And he said he feels like Yoongi is thriving. And
yeah, he really is, though.
I mean,
Yoongi stands. You all are being fed. Like, you guys don't know what to do with yourselves. You're like, all this content.
Oh my gosh. We need to ask Skylar, like, how she is. Yeah. Like, how she's processing. But yeah, because he's not only like doing his work, he's not only working on like the album, but he's finding alternative creative outlets like painting or doing different things. He's trying new things that he hasn't done before. And he's just really using this time as all of us would ideally like to use this time, which is like exploring and discovering new things. Yeah, it's awesome.
It's motivating to a lot of ARMYs right now. It's motivating to me.
For me too. I definitely agree with that. It makes me feel like it doesn't take that much effort to start like developing something else within yourself too. And we could do it with Yoongi, you know? Something else that they talked about during this was that they all went strawberry picking at Jin's uncle's farm. And oh my god, like we all saw the picture on Twitter of Yoongi, happy gummy smile Yoongi, like holding this little crate of strawberries that he picked. Oh my gosh.
We also saw some Taecook content of Jungkook holding up a strawberry, like showing it off to Taeyong, like look at what I got. And Taeyong like posted that picture, I think maybe on Weverse, on the story on Weverse, and was like, put JK over his face.
So cute.
Wow.
But it's cool that they were kind of able to get away a little bit and go do something like that. Get out of the house in like a safe way and everything. Something else that kind of ties back to the first broadcast that Yoongi did is that with Namjoon, they discussed Freud and Jung. And also interesting is that Namjoon says he was only able to read half of Map of the Soul. And he kind of makes a correlation, like, you know, you can read like a book that's not a difficult read, like a fiction book or something, easy, right? Sit down, do it for a long time, and it's not that strenuous on your mind. But he was like, after reading 50 pages of something like Map of the Soul, you have to have a full meal and go to bed, because it takes so much mental work. It's dense. So
if you really want to fully process it and understand it and benefit from the reading, you have to read at that slow of a pace.
Yeah. And take the time to let it process too. And so it was interesting hearing their discussion about Freud and about Jung and how they even touched on, like, Freud was a classic, you know, developer of the, of this kind of psychology, but also how a lot of his ideas have been disproven or they're outdated or whatever. Like, I thought it was cool that they mentioned that and talked about it, and then, like, talked about it in concept of, like, modern times and, you know, in the concept of Jung and the, I mean, just like you said, it was so incredible that Jungi was the one bringing all of this up and talking about it and maybe the source of all of this, you know, this whole time.
I do love that they had this conversation live for all of us to hear. I was a psychology major, so I definitely learned a lot about Freud. I definitely learned a lot about Jung. But Freud is one of those that really sticks out because of his crazy ideas, especially with his obsession with the male gender. And a lot of that concept, I think, is what has been outdated. But it's the foundational stuff that has, especially his foundational work with the unconscious. And they go in to talk about the unconscious mind and that that really is a thing. There is an unconscious that a lot of us aren't fully aware of that goes on. So to see, you know, that they acknowledge the importance of fundamental psychology and fundamental works that, I mean, we look back at like Plato and theology and philosophy and all those types of things that have a lot of historical
relevance and significance
foundations, I guess. But like, it's just, it's that kind of foundational stuff that we have to stem from and work from. And there's an importance of going back and learning it and understanding why we think of what we do today.
And where it all came from.
Where it all came from. And that, the basics.
So, I mean, it's just awesome that that's what
it's such a Namgi thing, right? Like, it's such a Namgi conversation. And I just, it's like something that they probably have these conversations probably all the time in the studio, you know?
I just love it. Because how many, you know, how often are they specifically together working on the lyrics of a song, working out the concept? You know, we know that BTS together were brainstorming the concept for this album, you know? What kind of conversations have to spring from that, just from that conceptual discussion? I think it's awesome. It's just so cool that part of BTS, something that they bring into my life, is like discussion on psychology. Like, really, to say like that is an enriching factor in my life, you know?
Truly, it's awesome. It's something you don't really get with a lot of other artists, for sure. Okay, so lastly, for the V Lives for this quarantine content episode, we're going to talk about the Jin Ki Min V Live that they did, which is super, super fun, guys. I mean, anyone who was watching, you did not need subtitles. You did not need any of that. You were entertained the entire time because it is just so fun. We hear about how Jin is learning to play piano, but then they go in to do pretty much the core of the video of playing Just Dance. So this is a video game that they all decide to play together where they have to hold onto a device to like see. I mean, I'm sure a lot of you armies have played Just Dance where you play along with the choreography to see who ends up performing the choreography to the most perfect, I guess, sequence or whatever. So they do all sorts of different songs, but I really have to talk about Havana when they dance to Havana. Jungi, guys, Jungi is all about this song. He clearly loves the song. He makes the comment while he's shaking his hips that he already knows the choreography and doesn't even need to watch the screen. Like, he just knows it already.
And he kills it.
He totally kills it. Seeing him shake his hips, like, don't get me wrong, Jimin looks very sexy and is doing such a great job with it. But seeing Jungi, oh my God. And like when they go in and do the like V Live highlight moment type extra, they like end up releasing like a 5 to 10 minute V Live moments that came from it out of this like 45, 60 minute, whatever V Live. They comment on Jungi moving his hips and how he's such a great dancer and all this stuff. They also danced to Con Calma by Daddy Yankee. They danced to Rasputin, which is a really difficult song to dance to, and they talk about that.
Crazy that they danced to this song. I also have to do a testament to Yoongi at how good he was dancing. Like, he, I mean, Jimin does it too, but like, Yoongi really gets down on the floor and does that classic like Russian dance where you squat and you kick your legs out and you go up and down. Like, he, I mean, oh my God, he wrecks me the whole time too. Like, I know Jimin's there and he's killing it, but Yoongi really like wrecked.
Yeah, Yoongi wins a lot of them. He ends up getting like first place for quite a few of them. I think Jimin ends up getting first too.
Overall,
Jin does a really great job too, and Jin is really having fun with it. It's just so fun to see all three of these members, which is kind of a random pair, all of them. I guess it's not a pair. A random trio that you just wouldn't expect, but they had so much fun together. And a big component of this V Live was them to encourage ARMY to exercise, and that exercise doesn't have to be something that's dreaded, and it can be really fun, you know, dancing to a video game. Just that enough. As long as you're moving your body and getting your heart rate up, like, that's what's important.
That's what's important.
Yeah.
It was awesome. Another one of those like testaments to, I guess we haven't talked about those examples very much throughout here, but like really a lot of these specific V Lives are like things that you can be doing
in quarantine.
So yeah, like you could be decorating your ARMY bomb, or you could play Just Dance with your family or whoever happens to be there and, you know, get some activity.
Physical fitness really helps the mental fitness as well. I will say that. And it's hard to do. Some people are better at it than others. I struggle with being physically active, but when I do it, I never regret it. So to see them doing it and encouraging ARMY to do it, it's the motivation we all kind of need. So I'm grateful that they did that. I'm grateful that they're doing more than just, you know, the exercise stuff too. Like, they're doing crafting and hobbies and painting, radio shows. I mean, us even podcasting is a good way to spend our time. So I love at the end of all of this, they ended up releasing a post-workout photo of them eating together, and oh my God, guys, this photo, it's Jimin taking it, and we got Yoongi and Jin on the other side of the table, and Yoongi, his hair is like fully parted, we got forehead going on, but he looks like he just worked out, he looks a little tired, very laid back, but why is Yoongi fucking wrecking me? But Yoongi,
I know.
In this photo, I look at his forearm and I'm like, if you had a tattoo on your forearm, I'd be
done.
It's over.
Really? Because Jin is wrecking me so hard. He looks like your perfect high school boyfriend. You know, like, he does look massive. Why is he so fucking built? You know?
His built muscle, shoulders.
God. But then he has like this kind of like innocent, like almost candid look on his face, like Jimin was just like, hey guys, let's take a pic, you know, like he just looked up from he's grown, but like look at his eyes, they're just kind of like doe eyes almost looking
he's
up
a and, little doe-eyed yeah guys we're just staring at this photo in this Google Doc. Also, we ended up linking all of the English translations, like threads of the English translations, especially for like the radio shows that don't have footage. So if you guys want to quickly kind of read through the conversations instead of watching the entire video and having to read subtitles.
Yeah, especially for like Yoongi's radio shows or Taeyang's radio. I mean, not that it's not totally mesmerizing to sit and watch Taeyang for like a whole hour, but like you could just read through the thread if you want to do it quickly as like a refresher. So we have a ton of those Twitter thread translations in there for you guys. Hopefully this episode brought you guys some joy, because this quarantine content from BTS has made us feel so happy. Both of us kind of devoted ourselves to catching up and making sure we watched all of these YouTube lives and V lives this week. And I remember just after watching the first one, texting Bethany and saying, this made me so happy. This made me so happy to watch just after watching one. So we're really grateful that BTS is putting out this kind of content right now.
Yeah, they're really going above and beyond for ARMY really, and during this difficult time.
Definitely, I think they're doing way more than expected. And we're just so grateful, and definitely we'll keep you guys updated on any of the YouTube lives. Maybe have to do a quarantine content part two, because it seems like they're, you know, really putting out more and more.
Yeah.
This episode is going to be outdated by the time we release it. Probably there's probably going
to
be like,
shit, we didn't even get to put Taecook's in here.
I know. Like that just happened this morning, and we had to talk about it in the walk-in. Yeah.
If we hadn't waited a day, an extra day, it wouldn't have been in here.
You would have missed out. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, thank you guys for listening. If you enjoyed this episode or any of our previous episodes, there's a few things you can do to let us know. First of all, you could write a review on iTunes. All you have to do is go to the podcast app and go to our page and scroll down and click on write a review. It's super quick. It means so much to us whenever we get to read your reviews. Not only are they super constructive and helpful, but they're also so sweet and so kind, and they really encourage people who are just finding our podcast to actually click and listen because they trust your review. So that is the number one thing you could do for us. You could also reach out to us on social media or email. If you have anything to add, if you have any constructive criticism for us, if you just have anything you want to say at all, we love to hear from you. You can find links for all of those things in the description.
Thanks for listening, and thanks for standing BTS.